May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. Well, I was going a different way in my sermon yesterday, but this morning it changed. So, when I was reading through the lessons this morning and I got to Peter at the very end that Logan had read, it really caught my attention. You believe in him and rejoice with an indescribable and glorious joy, for you are receiving the outcome of your faith. And it was those words that caught my attention. The outcome of our faith. Of course, right away we know the outcome is our salvation, but also when we kind of reread that again, we realize the outcome of having faith in our Lord, our Savior, our brother. We have love in our hearts. We do believe in the risen Christ. And we have joy in the midst of chaos. The outcome of faith in Christ, the outcome of living in and with the Holy Spirit, which we hear about in the Gospel this morning. And the Gospel has a kind of a perfect example of a before faith and after faith. A before really meeting the risen Christ and after meeting and believing the risen Christ. So here we have it. And the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews. That's the before the risen Christ. Locked away, shut up, scared, hidden, afraid to even come out of our own homes. And then what happened? Jesus came, and that's the after. What happens in the after? We become open, more accessible, out and about in our world and in our families, courageous, and being willing to be vulnerable to others for Christ's sake. And so what happens? Jesus comes, the doors were locked, but he appears in the house and he says, "Peace be with you." And of course, he showed them his hands and his side. He could have not been pleased with them. Think about it. They all kind of left. But that's not how Christ is. That's not how our God is. He was showing them, look, this is the truth. I am God Almighty and 100% man. Here are my hands, my feet, and my side. Believe in me. Believe in God the Father. And he says to them, "Here I am. Peace be with you." And so their faith grew. And they rejoiced. So they had joy right then and there. And so he says to them, "Peace be with you." Now in the Jewish tradition, if you say something once, it's important. But if you say something twice, it's extremely important. And peace, the peace that Jesus was giving them, was wholeness. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. Health, joy, abundance of life. Not being shut up and afraid and scared behind closed doors. And so he tells them, receive the Holy Spirit. And he breathes on them. Now if you think about receiving, think about the word, receive the Holy Spirit. Well, first off, we know it's a gift. It's an open gift from God, from Jesus Christ to us. The Holy Spirit, his Holy Spirit, to be present with us at every single second of every single day. And after being given this gift, it's up to us. Do we accept God Almighty's gift, his presence? Do we accept it? And do we use it? Do we have God's peace through Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit? And then we come to Thomas, and he does get a bad rap. I have to say, because just a couple of weeks ago, he was saying with the disciples, "Oh, come on, we'll go with you, Jesus. We'll go with you to Jerusalem. We'll die with you." So he was just having a little doubt, you know. And that's okay. We know that's okay because of how Jesus responded. But Thomas was a perfect example of the before seeing the risen Christ and after seeing the risen Christ. And he had an attitude. He says, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nail, and my hand in his side, I'm not going to believe." Now that's attitude. So a week later, there they were again, and Jesus appeared once more and said, "Peace be with you." So he says to Peter, can you imagine? I try to put myself in, I'm sorry, not Peter, Thomas. I try to put myself in Thomas's, you know, thoughts and frame of mind. He says, Jesus says, "Put your hand here in my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Can we imagine how he felt the risen Christ saying, "All right, come on, it's all right. Put your fingers in my hand." If that's not humbling, if that's not like loving somebody closer to you and to God Almighty for Jesus, I don't know what is. And I'm sure, and we all know his response, "My Lord and my God." Now Thomas was unlocked. He was not afraid anymore. He had seen the risen Christ, was forgiven by the risen Christ, and was loved by the risen Christ. But then still Jesus does kind of give him a little bit of a wake-up call. He says, "Have you believed because you see me? Blessed are those who have not seen, yet come to believe." In other words, Jesus is saying, remember that you had doubts. Remember your failings and shortcomings. Be patient with others. Remember to be with them where they are and to help guide and teach and encourage them closer and closer to me, through me, to God Almighty. Jesus is saying, don't be judging. Don't be harsh. What is Christ? What is he telling him? Always love. Always be kind. Always be gentle. Slowly guiding and encouraging others. Showing God to all people who God truly is. Loving, accepting, and risen. Alive, risen, and present in each and every one of us because of the Holy Spirit, the gift given to us by God Almighty. So Easter time is a good time for us to be thinking about wanting to imitate the Christ, Jesus our Lord. So are we the Word of God? Since we have the Holy Spirit in us and Jesus is in heaven? Yes. Are we to be the light of the world like Jesus Christ? Yes. But we have to do it in love, humility, and thankfulness. When we are thinking about imitating Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, it's his forgiveness that we imitate. It's his patience that we share, his commitment, his tolerance, his self-giving, willing to teach by being gentle, by example, and by being courageous, by accepting all others where they are, and by having the ability, like Christ, to stop and pray, to wait in the presence of God, being willing to be silent and let the Holy Spirit fill us with his peace being always loving and obedient to our Heavenly Father, our Creator. So what does our imitation of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit look like? It's all the good things that we can do that really imitate Christ's life and His example. Easter time, springtime, is a time for growth. And no matter how good we are or how bad we are, we can all grow knowing that our Lord loves us no matter what and is always encouraging us to love Him first, to love ourselves, and to love others. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, give us the excitement and the will and the courage to accept and use the gift of your Holy Spirit. We thank you for the risen Christ, all he has given us. We thank you for our redemption, the reconciliation that he gives us back to God. And we thank you for the example that Jesus gives us. We ask that we can grow